that's Paul Fromm, and I'd like to thank you very much for the fine work you did in pulling together this meeting. And I also want to honor all the people who are standing as candidates, because this is the one time that you get a chance to have a say in your community. At election time, the only way you can have a say is if people run. So you hopefully will get a wide variety of opinions and emphases, and I want to honor all the people who have chosen to throw their hats in the ring. A little bit about myself. I'm a 30-year resident of Mississauga. I'm a former school trustee in another place. I'm a former educator here in Peel. My present career is kind of twofold. I'm like the previous candidate. I'm a radio man. I have a nightly show. I'm the midnight man, so I'm up usually pretty late. A little bit of sense of deja vu. Ruth Thompson Middle School. When I first started teaching it in Peel, Ruth Thompson was the school trustee for Ward 3. And when I was in the teachers union, we were always quarreling with her. But I tend to meet her from time to time socially at some of Don Blenkarn's get-togethers for the conservatives down in Mississauga South back in those days. So it is a little bit of a sense of deja vu. Other candidates have said, and I think there's some sense here, that things are about to change in a very big way for Peel, for Mississauga. For one thing, the growth is that we were filled up. There's very little place to expand, and the years of Mrs. McCallum have been years of rapid growth. Maybe some people approved of that, maybe some didn't. I know I'm mourning the loss of a lot of the farmland that used to be such a benefit for this community. Anyway, I've got one more minute, so let me tell you about the two-ton elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. All the problems that you will hear about, the horrific traffic, the congestion, the overcrowding, all comes back to one thing: mass immigration. And we're scheduled to grow by 300,000 more people in the next 6 years. There's just no room. Leadership will mean a mayor who's going to be public and go up to Ottawa, camp out on the lawn of the Minister of Immigration and say, we have to have a moratorium, that where there just is no more room. With 8.2% unemployment, there are no jobs for people. We need a breeder to develop, to deal with the situation we have now. And that's not to make any unkind comments about anybody here. Well, I'm used to trying to keep to a deadline, so I'd like to thank you very much for listening.
You're going to be a racist mayor.